by a phone today. The time is 9:00, the 25th day of January 2018, believe it or not. The Jewish day today is the 9 Besivan, 5778. Yeah. You are listening to Rolling Friends, and like every Thursday, we have with us from 96 Centon Drive, our Swiss watch and diamond expert, Leo Lino.
Good morning. Thank you. Thank you, Roy.
We also have with us Moshe Stalingrad, our manager.
Good morning. Thank you.
What you doing?
Visioning.
All right. My name is Roy Perez, and I'll try to make some easy conversation and some great tunes. So, please welcome our guest today, Amanda Tavares.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hi, Amanda.
Great, and you?
Thank you, first of all, for joining us here at the studio. I didn't expect this too good looking. Yeah, when you came to the office, you came very modest. All right, very nice.
Thank you very much.
Very nice. Yeah, I'll send pictures afterwards, so you must look at our... like us on Facebook, and... At Point Stars on 101.9, you'll see all of us, and you'll see Amanda too. So, yeah. So, what do we have today? I want to talk about what's happening in the market and in our economy. So, gold prices are down. I mean, in rands, not in dollars. You know, to the ordinary South African, prices are down. So, what do we do? What do we do? What do we do?
I don't know if everybody adjusted the prices and took them down. That you can buy much more with rands than what you can buy before, because rand is much stronger than what it used to be only 1 month, 2 months ago, 1.5 months ago, before the ANC started with the elections and whatever.
Before people has start to believe that maybe there'll be some sort of change, that's what you're saying. So I actually don't know if that's
the reason.
The reason is that hope is the reason.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think that people that are doing economics and stuff like this are a little bit more clever than having hope. They see something that...
You know, they gamble on something. They say, all right, let's ride that one till it dies. And then as soon as they see it's a little bit dying, they pull the money out, and then the rent goes back to 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, whatever. So for my opinion, just buy dollars, guys.
So why do you say there is no hope?
There's always hope. Yes, always have some hope. I mean, without hope, CSKA wouldn't... Maccabi Tel Aviv wouldn't win. CSKA Moscow, you know?
Yeah.
So, what do you say, Amanda?
I say there's no hope. What's it? No hope in the Cape of Good Hope. We don't know which way this is going to go.
Yeah, if you go to the Cape of Good Hope, just take some water from Joburg.
Absolutely.
Don't forget, man. Don't forget.
Then there is no hope and no water.
There's no hope, no water. So what do you say? Say something clever, because otherwise you're just standing.
He's listening. He told you.
He's listening.
Yeah, right.
So, what do you think is the way it's going to go now?
For my opinion, everybody's looking for actions and not just, you know, Ramaphosa is here and that's it. Everything will be good. Everything must be good after he's going to do something good. So the first good thing that he said he's going to do is he's going to stop BEE. For my opinion, it was the thing.
It's a stick in the economy, bicycle wheels. That's what I think. The BEE. It's a problem. It's
terrible.
A problem to...
It is terrible.
No, grow your economy like that.
It makes few very, very rich and makes the rest very, very poor. And that's exactly what happened.
The BE didn't work because it wasn't implemented right.
100%.
But
because of corruption.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Now, talking about Ramaphosa, who is now with Davos, and he's selling South Africa to the international community. Now, it's very positive because look what happened in South Africa. Every second person is charged, every executive, every minister. This gives a positive outlook to the international community. Now, secondly, you know, I'll give you an example, like in business. Let's say you go to a restaurant, and the restaurant is not doing well, and then you put under new management. So you, as a customer, say, listen, let me give a chance. Let's see how this restaurant works. What did they change to the previous one? And you give a chance. And if the ambience and the service and the food is good, you carry on coming, and you'll tell your friends to go there.
Well,
if it's not good,
thing.
If it's not good, you tell him to stop. The same thing over here. Ramaphosa promises something, let him do it. Let the international community give him a chance. And if it's okay, we're coming right here.
Yeah, yeah, you're so correct. But so basically, we must turn into action and things must actually start happening in the country. The problem is that even, let's say, he's a saint and he's coming from the skies to earth and he's really a saint and he's going to do everything right, I don't think he's got too much money in his kitty.
In the fiscal, yeah.
I don't think he's got so much money because when, I would call them a Dutchman, when Dutchman ruled, they left quite a full kitty. Now everybody took already everything that was there. I don't think there's...
No. What you want to say, when the Dutchman, as you said, Afrikaner was in there, in the government, he took 20% and gave you 80. The current one takes 95 and gives you 5.
That's don't give it 5.
And you owe.
Yeah. And then they raise taxes.
Yeah, they raise taxes.
Or put up toll roads.
100%. 100%. So, before we're going to go to our first song, I want to just keep you in a little bit of suspense. Our studio numbers are 010-140-3020. And I think you only got that because we don't have our WhatsApp. We don't have...
Internet.
We don't have internet. So, our WhatsApp line is completely down. Our normal WhatsApp line is 061-895-1019. Our SMS line is 34519, but it is down, so you can call us if you want. Otherwise, you can WhatsApp me if you want. 083-6100-209 if you feel like it. WhatsApp me,
please do.
Just not
at
12 o'clock tonight,
please do.
Okay, at 12 o'clock tonight, especially if your dreams are incorrect. So we've got Amanda Covaris with us, and she's actually quite an amazing person. What does she do? What does she do? She owns a website. I want you to go to a website called www.somuchfun.co.za, and that's Amanda Covaris is here with us today, and hopefully, if it's successful, we'll bring it quite often. So I want to when I met Amanda, she had I've seen her in my office with a how do you call it? Pendant. It's a pendant with a Magen David on top. So it was like Star of David. I said, oh, you're Jewish. He says, no. But this one brings me vibrations. So it was very interesting to me. That's why she's here at the office. So after this song...
we'll talk more about the vibrations.
After this song, we're going to
vibrations.
We're going to talk a little bit more about the vibrations. Hopefully you'll like that... hopefully you're gonna like my song. It's vibrations, actually more than feelings from Boston. Thank you for staying with us. 010-140-3020. We're here with Amanda Covaris. Covaris.
That's right.
All right. So Amanda, what do you do for fun? No, I'm joking. No. So who you are? Okay, who you are? Who are you, Amanda?
Oh, okay. So
you operate under the name So Much Fun.
So Much Fun.
So explain to us.
We run bridal showers, bachelorettes, ladies' days.
Hold on there. Bridal showers.
Yeah.
Explain to me bridal showers.
So when you're getting married,
the getting shower.
No. Oh. No. I can see where this is going. So when you get married, the boys go and have a bachelor's and do whatever they do, and the ladies get together and have some fun.
Apparently do worse.
The ladies are much worse than men. Absolutely.
Presents.
And get lots of presents. So, you know, I had my bridal shower on Saturday, and I just had a vintage lunch. It was absolutely beautiful. We had caterers, and we just had a really classy lunch. But, you know, there's lots and lots of different ways of having a bachelorette or bridal shower. I think bachelorette has a more wild, naughty connotation to it, and a bridal shower is a little bit more tame. And so, yeah, we
are. Hold on a second. So, yeah. Bachelorette is not a bridal shower.
No.
So, first of all, you do the bridal shower, then you do the bachelorette.
So, you do the bridal shower with your mom-in-law, your mom, your auntie, and then you ask them nicely to please go home, it's late.
And now you do
stuff. And then you do the bachelorette.
All right.
Absolutely.
No one talks about it afterwards.
No.
All right. Mm-hmm.
And I love doing ladies' days because I don't think
me
that.
Too.
I invite you to the next one.
Please.
I don't think ladies take enough time out to actually just have some fun with the ladies today. It always has to be a kiddie's birthday party or a work function or something along those lines. And women don't take enough time to say, actually, on Saturday, I just want to get together with the girls. And by the way, on my website, if you scroll down right to the bottom and click on articles, there's a whole article that I've done on why it's important for girls to get together, look each other in the eye, say, girlfriend, you're looking great, you've lost weight, or you're looking a bit tired, how can we help you? There is a big, strong need for women to get together and have that social, that social get-together and see how each other are feeling. And we don't do it enough. So I absolutely love doing Ladies' Days. It's a lot of fun, and it's quite important. It's very important.
What's wrong if you have a loving...
ideas?
No. If you got a partner, mm-hmm. if it's a husband, if it's a boyfriend, if it's a girlfriend, whatever, if I'm talking about a girl, to talk to them as well.
Absolutely. Listen, communication in relationships is one of the biggest things, and it's so, so important. Once the communication breaks down, you actually have nothing. And, you know, I just absolutely love sitting at supper time, and I sit with my fiancé and we speak about what happened in work, because we have a few businesses together, and we speak about what happened in work, we speak about the children, we speak about anything that's on our mind, if something's upsetting me or upsetting him. And it's so, so important to open yourself, and by doing that you become a little bit vulnerable, because you're showing your what's upsetting you and your weaker side, or you're actually not always so strong. And when you're vulnerable in front of your partner, I used to protect myself from that. I used to not want to do that. But when you're vulnerable in front of your partner, it actually shows them how much you trust them. And so it's all part of communication.
Well, you know, we've got quite a bit of problem. People are actually WhatsApping to me and saying, people that follow us on, you know, we've got a lot of people overseas that are listening to us, and they say they can't get the program because our internet is down.
Oh, no.
And we'll have to repeat that one, because I can feel that this one was going to be a very nice one.
And it's going to be podcasted. Are we recording it?
Sure, but you know, people. Okay.
I know.
But anyway, so it's going to be podcasted, so you can always go afterwards to www.chaifm.com, and you can see the podcast under Roy and Friends, and you'll see the podcast of today, and you can listen to it again and again and again. But you're going to miss the music, so yeah, you're not going to listen to the music because they cut off the music. You're only going to listen to us. Amanda, so did you have any nice stories, like let's say a future husband comes into the bachelorette and gets really upset, kind of thing?
No, but I had a husband who called me once. I don't know how he got my number, and he wanted to know what his wife ordered the night before.
Oh, right.
And fortunately, I've been around the block when it comes to this business, so I can handle anything. And I kind of just said, listen, I'm really sorry, it was her order, she'll have to show you when she gets it. And he was quite adamant, he wanted to know what she bought, and I was quite adamant it was her business, not his.
What did she really order?
This was 13 years ago, I can't remember. But you know, that just shows me insecurity,
yeah,
100%.
Sure.
And I don't even know he was her husband. How do I know this? It's actually...
No, but basically, he paid for it, probably. You know? I have the right thing now.
No, but you're so right. You know what? People go crazy. And you know what? First of all, you never know who you're marrying till you maybe peep into those bachelorette shows. Because you married this wonderful girl. But
no,
but
not
well,
her.
Yeah. I think that you're allowed to, and it's happened to men as well, and we not apologize for that. That one night you get a little bit wilder.
One night in Bangkok,
a little bit,
yeah.
It's only one night. Doesn't mean anything about the relationship or about the way that you feel about your...
No, man. I mean, you get married in today's days. You get married when you're like over 30. I mean, if you haven't done it yet, I don't think you're ever going to do it. So.
You're probably not going to get married. No, listen.
A lot of people, no. It depends on the... A tradition.
I got married when I was 22 and a half.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but that was...
I'm married for almost 33 years, almost. I can't even say. I'm married longer than I'm alive. Never mind.
Listen, at these parties, you don't need to worry so much about the bride. It's actually the grannies, the mother-in-laws. They are so naughty.
Yeah,
they are terrors. Yeah, absolutely.
There you go. So maybe you deprive your wife 30 years and she goes to your... daughter's marriage, and she goes wild. Yeah,
this is Ganesh chance, you know, to show you.
She drove away your name and hers.
Amanda, so your website is www.somuchfun.co.za, and And you do your host bridal showers, ladies' days, corporate functions, ladies' team building. Well, talk to me about ladies' team building.
So I do a lot of functions where officers phone and say, we just want to do some fun for our ladies at work. And then we design something around how mild or wild they want to do something, but it's just ladies and it's at their work.
An example of what you do on a team building day is...
So we have a games party that we do. So they get into two teams, or it depends how big the crowd is. And we put them into teams and they play a bunch of naughty games, I might add. A lot of fun. And if the company allows it, we bring shooters, but it depends on the company. Some companies do. Most companies do if they're doing something like that.
So shooters really meaning like drinking shooters.
Alcohol.
Like tequila.
Yeah.
Oh, tequila is terrible.
Listen, you can't have ultimate fun with your pants on, if I can say.
And
you can't have ultimate fun without some
without tequila.
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 Tequila is dangerous.
You know what's yeah, tequila is nice.
After one tequila, I have so much fun.
There's never one tequila.
I don't remember the rest.
There's no one tequila. Tequila is like opening the doors. Come on. There's no one.
Leave your name here.
Yeah, so you do that, and you do as well. That's funny, yeah. You do divorces. You do divorce parties.
You know,
how many people really do divorce parties?
I've done two. You know what? Everyone's got something to celebrate. A divorce is not great. No one ever goes down the aisle thinking, I wonder if we're going to get divorced. And everybody, we were talking about hope earlier. Everybody has that hope that they found
one
the right one.
Wonder if we're going to get divorced.
I hope that this is the one. I know that he's Mr. Right or she's Mrs. Right. But, you know, sometimes people are just so relieved to get out of a bad relationship. There is always something to celebrate for someone. So, yeah, we don't do a lot of divorce parties, but hey, some people are actually celebrating this.
So anyway, guys, if you think about having a divorce party, even like it's, like it took a year, even if you got divorced like a year ago, it's about time to party, my friend. I mean, you're sitting at home.
I'm sure the last year was a lot of parties, but
no. Sure. Some people are just get, you know, they sit in their own shell and say, my wife left me.
You know, there was this little story that this couple walking out of a restaurant, and then they see a drunk person sitting on the pavement.
Yeah.
And the woman looks at him, then the guy says to the wife, tell me, do you know this guy? He says, yes, he used to be my boyfriend 10 years ago. And we parted. He says, my God, he's still celebrating.
No, like the, you know, the wife is waking up in the middle of the night and search next to her, and the husband is not there. She's going down to the kitchen and she see her husband is sitting in the kitchen crying his eyes out like crazy. And she asked him, what's wrong? Said, do you remember exactly 20 years ago today, your father catches in the car kissing, and he said that I have two choices, to marry you or to go to jail. And she said, no, so why are you crying? He said, today I was supposed to get out.
Right, you can't let the team down.
Nah, I can't let the team down.
Your divorce joke.
Now, let me tell you, I'm going to put a song about women. So, I'm not letting the team down.
But you know that something like the divorce parties, it's a trend.
What do you mean?
It's a trend that's in America. I'm sure you know about it. It's going higher and higher and higher, and more people like to do divorce parties. And it will start to catch over here, of course, like any trend in the world. So you're going to have a lot of work. Just
I'm sure she's a wonderful lady. And listen to this one, Electric Light. Thank you for staying with us. 010-140-3020. It's the only thing you're going to have to communicate with us. Or otherwise, just SMS me or WhatsApp me on 0836-100-209. I'll read your SMS online. No internet today. We're here with Amanda Covarris, and we had quite a bit of fun here. We're talking about... what are we talking about? We're talking about bridal showers, ladies' days, corporate functions, ladies' team building days, and divorce parties. Now, divorce parties, you said you only done two.
Yeah, not a lot.
Not a lot.
Unless they had a ladies' day and didn't tell me why.
Was it a men divorce party or lady divorce party?
No, I mainly do ladies' parties.
Men
don't want to come to our parties. They're a little bit too mild.
Too mild?
Yeah.
Guys, here's the challenge. Go to www.somuchfun.co.za. They say, she said, you're too mild.
All right. Too mild for them.
Oh, yeah. Your parties are
too
mild.
Yeah, they want hardcore, I suppose.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought men is it? You know, men is just big talk, no action. I know women are small talk.
That's married men, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right.
I told you why the lion is roar is so.
Yeah.
Have such a volume.
No idea.
Because when he gets home, he can't open his mouth.
You know me, I'm a lion at home. I walk on all four and very, very quiet.
I don't believe you would be quiet for a moment.
I promise you. Amanda has written self-published book called I Had to Tell. What is it about?
Did you have to tell?
What do you have to tell? Tell us.
So most of the chick books that you read out there is all about a lady going away with her friends for a bridal weekend and they get drunk in Ireland or something like that. Maybe they do a few silly things. But my book is all around what people do at bachelorette parties, the things they say, the things they've done. And actually in that book, I used to have a girl who used to model my lingerie for me. And she became a very, very close family friend. And she died. She was killed in a car crash.
Oh.
And at the same period, I had my first child.
Oy.
And so I've had so many calls from people who read my book who said, I've got tears from laughter. And I got to the part where Angie died and I cried so much. So the fact that I made people laugh and made them cry in the same book was quite amazing. We are republishing it this year, and we are launching it on Audible as well, a little bit in the middle of the year, which is quite exciting.
So, audiobook is coming up. What more is coming up from your...
Okay, so over 14 years of doing this, I have been with so many people. I've helped so many relationships. I've helped ladies understand men better. And, you know, you can imagine at bridal showers, they're not afraid to ask any kind of question. So I've learned so much from people. And I've put together a series of webinars, a relationship coaching webinar, where for 6 weeks you'll dial in for an hour, and it's recorded. So if you miss your session, you can still listen to it. And we speak about everything, why people fall in love, why they fall out of love, why you met somebody, you fell in love, you proposed, you got married, and something changed. And everybody says it's because you got married. Absolutely not. So we talk about why things change and all of a sudden you don't recognize this person you married.
You talked to me about it and you said something about pheromones.
Yeah.
You can elaborate if you want.
So when you are on a contraception like the pill, the pill changes your pheromones. And when you meet somebody and you're attracted to somebody, you don't know it. You don't go like a dog sniffing around to find somebody that smells good. And we're not talking about, oh, he's wearing Izumiaki. But you're attracted to somebody's body scent, and that's your pheromones. And when you're on the pill, it changes your pheromones. So these couples, they meet, she's on the pill. You know, nobody wants to fall pregnant on the first date. And they get married, or even proposes, everything's going great, and they get married, and she comes off the pill because it's time to have babies now. And she's changed her pheromones. And he doesn't recognize her. He says there's something that's changed, and they are misfiring. They're misconnecting.
Misfiring. Yeah. Yeah.
Take that how you like. And they're misconnecting. And he can't put his finger on what changed. And she doesn't know what changed. And actually, she changed her pheromones. They're not.
What can you do to fix it now? It's a problem.
This part I don't know, but I would seriously check what contraception your girlfriend is on before you propose.
That's a very serious advice.
It is, but this explains so much divorce.
Yes, it does.
You know, when I said this to somebody the other day, she said, gosh, when I came off the pill, I told my husband I want a divorce, and he said I'm menopausal, and she said I'm not. And I couldn't understand why I wanted a divorce and why I just wasn't connecting with him anymore. And it is. It's a big thing. But it explains a lot of people who got married and divorced.
Do you know why Jewish divorce costs so much?
Why?
It's really, really worth it, eh? really does.
Is that your divorce joke?
Don't exclude other people from loving divorce. Everybody loves divorce. You know, only Jewish people.
Let me tell you something. There was this guy. He wasn't Jewish. He was married to a Jewish woman, and he wanted to get. He was married twice to two Jewish women. He wanted to get to heaven. So he said, normally he knows that somebody that had hell on earth will get to heaven.
Will not get hell again.
They will not. But
that's
but,
hope.
But so he comes upstairs and say, I want to get in. He says, no, you're not getting in. He says, but I was married to Jews. Not once I had hell, twice.
Two.
Stupid people go to hell too.
Go to hell for being
very
stupid.
Good. Very good. Very good. We're running out of time slowly. But I wanted to mention something that I mentioned last month, just to mention to you guys again.
Sure.
It's a bit of a conflict for me to talk about it because... it's something that happened over the weekend, and it's happening mostly on Shabbos, on Saturday.
What is
so,
that?
It's the Davis Cup meeting between South Africa, the tennis between South Africa and Israel that's going to happen next weekend. Not this Friday, but it's going to happen on Friday and Saturday.
Okay.
It's a new way to play this game. So they're only doing it over 2 days instead of 3 days. I thought we're all going to go on Sunday, and it's great, but it's only playing over Friday and Saturday. So most of the Jewish community won't be able to go and support Israel, something that is, I don't think it's very fair, but there's nothing I can do about it. But basically it's going to happen in Irene Country Club, that's in Centurion.
Irene here.
And everybody can go. It's starting on Friday. There will be basically one match before Shabbat will come in, so you can go there. And on Saturday, they're going to play from the morning. They have three matches on Saturday. And we're going to be there to support Israel and South Africa, I think.
For sure.
And everybody that can and wants from the community, please come and support. Bring your flags. Let's show that we love our country and our people, eh?
We're gonna go to a song. I mean, we're talking about girls. I'm not gonna disappoint you guys. I'm gonna put a song about girls. I'm sure.
We talked about girls. We talked about tennis.
And we're back. 010-140-3020. You're listening to Chai FM. The time is now 9:54. We're gonna start wrapping it up. So the last thing I want to ask you, I believe you had some sort of a pole dancing competition. Do it quickly.
We did.
Did you?
I ran three of them. I don't pole dance myself, but I'm a great logistics and.
Do you want to try me? I can dance.
I'm a great logistics person, so I put together this competition. And our first one we had 100 people or so at Stones in Pretoria, and our third one we had 800 people at the Vodacom Dome. It was incredible, and all these girls don't dance in clubs. They're all housewives who go to a studio. They do it for fitness. They have the best bodies in the world because they climb up those poles using their own body weight.
Nice.
So that was really a lot of fun.
You know, I must tell you, there is a thought, but I don't know, but maybe they're going to implement pole dancing in the Olympic Games.
It's been spoken of, and they are trying for it.
In other words, this negative stigma pole dancing suddenly it will become positive.
Actually, in the strip clubs, if you've been, you'll see that those girls actually can't pole dance. They hold the pole and they walk around
them,
it. But actually, these girls that go to classes and stuff, I mean, they can go upside down, inside out. It's quite unbelievable what they can
do. And they're working on their bodies. It's like a sport.
You know, and it's very important, you know, because of the fitness. Mm. You know, like going to gym.
And I've seen, you know, housewives that are bored, borderline divorce, I suppose, and really, really just fed up with life, walk into a studio, frumpy, bumpy, and lumpy, and I've seen them walk out with a six-pack, confidence, new haircut, paint their nails, and they become more attractive for their husbands as well.
Yeah, it's only the stick, but the moment you start dancing, straight away.
I think long time ago.
You know, strip clubs, you know what I mean, and that's a problem.
I agree.
The time is now 9:56. We'll have to wrap it up, and I want to say thank you for coming to the studio, and I really appreciate it.
Maybe give your details again.
Yes.
quickly before we go?
Give you details.
Yeah, visit us at somuchfun.co.za. And this weekend we'll be at the Oakfields Bridal Wedding Show. So come and visit us and come and chat about your bachelorette, ladies' day,
so
or bridal show.
It's also going to call So Much Fun.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes,
so, much fun. It was so much fun being with you. We have to wrap it up.
Thank you for having me. This was a lot of fun.
It's absolutely a pleasure. Guys, have a good Shabbos from myself, from Moshe and Leo.
Shabbat Shalom.
And, yep.
Shalom.
Shalom.
All right, that's Venus.
Peace.
That's Venus after that.